This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? It's always brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's where I get to make you hungry. We'll get specific here on you now, Chris Bird. Yeah, it's Friday. Valley City, exit 292, off I-94, serving up that fabulous pulled pork with gravy or their homemade chicken fettuccine today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got Sloppy Joe's, as does 12th Avenue. You ever had a PetroServe Sloppy Joe?
I have not.
Oh, man.
Really?
So good.
Mm.
205 MP Avenue, they got the Chef's Choice today, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. Don't forget the 4-for-4 personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, and two cookies for $4. Every day, all day, at all PetroServe USA locations. And for the month of December, $10.99 a bag for those big old Trapper beef sticks. Big bag of them for $10.99. Yeah, good luck finding that deal anywhere else. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Love me some PetroServe USA. As you're out driving around, please stop in and gas up and get some goodies. Also, they've got some delicious cookies as well. So thank you, PetroServe USA. Welcome to What's On Your Mind Radio. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for the one and only Scott Hennen. He's enjoying New York City. We've got open phones the entire hour. So for those of you that stayed to the top of the hour, thank you so much for staying with us. The number to call into the show if you want to share what's on your mind and your heart, very easy to do. Just grab your phone right now. You dial 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. We're going to jump right into the calls.
You can also plug our text line, 701-237-1590. A couple of texts in quick. Hey, Chris, if you contact that Watford City Hospital, ask them what they would do if a patient came in with acute appendicitis or a heart attack or a gunshot wound tested positive for COVID. Would they send them home with painkillers? Tell them to come back in 2 weeks?
CMS told us no.
Yeah. That's a valid question. Yeah,
very much so. If you're just joining us, we had a call in the first hour of the show where a gentleman called in and suggested that a hospital in Watford City, elderly woman had broken her wrist, and then she had been vaccinated, gotten the booster, but then ended up testing positive for COVID. And even though she had a broken wrist, they're like, sorry, we can't service you because you've got COVID, so we're going to ask you to go home and come back in 12 days. Here's some pain meds. Good luck. So we are looking into this to confirm if that's exactly what happened, and if it did, holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Let's get to your phone calls. Thanks again for everybody that's been waiting. We've got, let's go to line one. Larry and Stanley, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Larry.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
I have a little something on my mind about COVID. I'm a Christian, and I respect all people's religion. Whatever they want to be, I don't try to teach them my thoughts. But I'm a little concerned with the Jehovah Witness. I have a lot of Jehovah Witness friends in Stanley and Minot. And the Jehovah Witness leaders will chastise you, cut you off, not touch you, not visit you as a member if you don't take the jab. You got to take the jab, according to Jehovah Witness. Now, that's their business, but I'm a little conflicted with the fact they refuse to take blood in the hospital in an emergency, which that's their business, okay? Let's accept that as their belief. But then they turn around and they take the vaccine, which is full of garbage. I refuse to take the jab. My best friend here, his best friend, his two boys, 14 and 15, around this area, took the jab, and they all of a sudden became autistic, and they got big problems. But go back to the Jehovah Witness. I wonder why they take the jab, and they need to say they've checked it out, and it's okay, there's nothing wrong in it. Well, I heard on the radio the other day, there are 5 people in the world that are ahead of the jab, and they know or will know what's in it, and they will not release that. They said on the radio the other day for 50 years.
Larry,
so
we've got to
deal with us do that.
I don't know. We got a bunch of calls there. I want to get you. So I don't mean to cut you off, sir, but I want to be respectful of everybody else that's on the line there. But very interesting. I don't know if that's, again, I haven't talked to a Jehovah's Witness about the jab, and yet if you know Jehovah's Witness, they don't want to take medication, and yet if they're taking the jab, it just seems, maybe if there's a Jehovah's Witness out there you want to call in and help explain what Larry's suggesting there, that would be fantastic. Let's go to Mike in Fairbanks. Mike, welcome to What's on Your Mind? What's on your mind?
Alaska.
Fairbanks, Alaska. Mike, welcome, my friend.
Yeah, it's nice and chilly up here, but that's par for the course. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to try to control my anger, and I'm going to start my comment by reading you the first paragraph on my online roundup front page. You guys get the roundup?
No, sir.
Okay, that's a newspaper that comes out. My son lives in Montana, and my grandson. So I'm interested in your guys' predicament down there. So let me read you this real quick here. Biden administration's CMS mandate halted nationwide. On November 30th, a Louisiana district court granted a nationwide preliminary injunction on the Biden administration's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, vaccine mandate for nearly all health care workers employed at facilities receiving funding from Medicare and Medicaid. They have no, that hospital down there in Watford City has no ground to stand on to reject anybody. And I blame this on you guys, anybody that voted for that spineless Burgum, Senators Klein and Hogan. They, along with your radio station and your competition at AM 666, I call it, with Joel Weinkamp, they all should be run out of your state. This state is turning blue, and you guys are promoting, not you personally, but your radio station and the others in that state are promoting this deadly vaccine. And it is given, it's giving people COVID. And it's a scam. And I am disgusted with your governor. Your spineless governor could do something about it. Why won't he step in, you guys?
So, Mike, thanks for the phone call. I think Governor Burgum would say he has, from the standpoint that he doesn't want any of these mandates either. Now, if people obviously want to go out and make a decision to take the jab, that's what they've got a choice to do, right? I mean, that makes America a beautiful place where you've got the power of choice. Now, there obviously is, I think, a very interesting conversation to be had in regards to, hey, all these people that are getting the COVID shot, and yet still you've got all these breakthrough cases. Why is there such waning immunity so quickly? But then they continue to talk about boosters and boosters and boosters. So, Mike, strong point of view there, coming from Fairbanks, Alaska. So we appreciate you tuning in and calling into the show. Let's go. By the way, it's open phones Friday. The number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can share whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your heart. Let's go to Brian in Jamestown. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind? Welcome to the show.
So if this is Chris Berg, technically I'm on CB radio, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Suck up.
See, no. 10-4, brother.
10-4, rubber ducky. Just wanted to talk a little bit briefly about COVID here. With that elderly woman that was turned away from the hospital with the wrist injury, it's a pretty simple equation. Which in terms of liability for the hospital, which one of those two situations is going to end up costing them more money? Accepting a patient who is testing positive for COVID, who may get more people sick, or turning away somebody with a wrist injury that, you know, obviously they think that person can come back in 12 days, be treated, and turn out just okay. Ultimately, what this boils down to is a liability shuffle. These medical care facilities are, you know, standing there with their arms crossed looking for the guy who wants to accept the liability if something doesn't turn out right. So,
Brian,
that's my assessment on it.
I think it's a fascinating assessment because I thought about that earlier, and yet what's fascinating to me when you think about it, you may remember Dr. Scott Jensen brought this up early on in the COVID situation where there was the idea, the suggestion, and I have not seen the data as of late, but where hospitals were actually being incentivized to put people down that were testing positive for COVID, remember, because they were getting the extra $13,000 per patient Dr. Jensen talked about. So at one point, they were incentivizing you to obviously, according to Dr. Jensen, have people test positive for COVID. And now you're suggesting, hey, Chris, if this person has it and passes it along, that could create a bigger liability than someone with a broken wrist. So it's just, again, it makes your head spin, right?
Right. And wouldn't it have made more sense to allocate that $13,000 for people who were critically ill, not just anybody who tests positive and ends up in your hospital system?
Oh,
you know, because I highly doubt the asymptomatic folks and everything, or even people who were hospitalized with mild symptoms would necessitate, you know, an additional $13,000 from the feds. As soon as the feds get into supplementing stuff like that, people take advantage of it. Look at all these social programs that they have. There's fraud run amok, so.
Can't argue that.
Well, I mean, look at all the money that's just been flowing into everywhere as they just print it like it's nothing. And again, that's why now everyone's like, oh, wait, we had inflation of 6.8%? How did that happen? Well, when you pass multi-trillion dollar bills and the Fed just push a button and go, ping, there's more greenbacks, ping, there's more greenbacks. Like, yeah, that's kind of what happened. So, all right, open phones Friday. Number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We got a bunch of calls here. Stay with us. Much more coming up right after this.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To kids from 1 to 92.
I just couldn't get enough.
Although it's been said, many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you.
We need,
we needed that big time.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. I'll just tell you, if you're in the Bismarck Mandan area and you need anything done on your diesel engine, tractor, big rig, whatever, go see CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. Man, they live for this stuff. I mean, that's what they do. The additives, the mileage enhancers, the things that will, I mean, really help you just, you know, get to that good bottom line and make sure you stay on the road and or get you on the road and stay there. If you've got any questions for the team at DAC Diesel, 701-258-5011, DACDiesel.com, DACDiesel.com, 701-258-5011. Give CJ and the team a call. They're just fantastic, and they will get it done right the first time. No doubt.
Beautiful. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. It's an open phones Friday, so you can call in and share anything that's on your mind, anything that's on your heart. Very easy to do. Just grab your phone right now, and all you do is you dial, wait for it, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. We've got some callers that are with us right now, so thank you for holding. Let's go to Brady in Las Vegas. We're getting people from all over the nation today. Brady, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are in the land of the lunatics, Minnesota. My original hometown was in Chisholm, Minnesota. But after leaving, I am so horribly disappointed in that state. You've gone to the liberal lunatic stage. Just look at Ehan Omar. Oh, my God. And your governor. What a bunch of, I won't even say it. Anyways, getting back to the fake vaccine, it is not a vaccine, people. It is a genetic mRNA shot. It changes your DNA. You are no longer human. God does not recognize you since you got the death jab. There's over 40 different mechanisms in the death jab that can kill you. When we lose over 2 to 3 billion people in the next year or so, you're going to see what's in the death jab very quickly. When the kids start dropping like flies from myocarditis due to the fact that there's graphene hydrogel nano razors in it, and that's why it shreds your heart. You're going to have people dying from heart attacks, blood clots, like they're flooding the emergency rooms right now. It is not the problem of the unvaccinated. The people that have got the death jab, you're the one who are perpetrating this virus and extending it. You need to just take ivermectin and hydrochloroquine and get on your way. Quit believing the media.
Brady, just so I'm clear, what you're telling me is I should go take the shot, right?
Make sure you get it right in your forehead.
Yeah, right in your forehead. Real good, man. Thanks. That's great.
Brady, thank you.
I'll give a shout-out to Charlie Kirk at charliekirk.com. He interviewed Robert Malone, who's one of the architects of the mRNA virus. And, yeah, it's worth digging into to find out what's in it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at mRNA, and we've talked about this before, at least on the Chris Berg Show in the afternoon, from 4 to 5, shameless plug, but be sure and join us there. You can join us on our social media sites. You can join us here on AM 1100 The Flag. But I had a great interview with Mr. Dr. Malone, and also another person that he is very, very pro-vaccination. And they both said, look, guys, this is what's called a leaky shot. It's a leaky shot. That's why you see the immunization fade so quickly, and why people right now, because if you've taken the shot, you think, hey, I'm protected, I'm covered. And they were suggesting because of that, they actually, as you just heard there from Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Brady, yeah, that could be the vaccinated that are perpetuating it more because they're asymptomatic. They don't know they have it oftentimes, and yet they're out and about sharing and visiting with people.
I'm just going to say with Brady's call there, I pray that he's wrong. I pray that he is completely off base and pray that he's wrong. I don't know that he is, though. I don't, with the way this thing has gone over the last 2 years and the insanity around it, who knows what's going to be coming from this stuff in a couple of years, or what we'll learn, or who will die, or, you know.
Well, and you've already seen the myocarditis with athletes.
Yep, I know.
Young,
I pray he's wrong.
Healthy athlete. So
it won't surprise me if he's not, I guess, which is kind of scary.
Very, very
scary.
All right, let's get to George. And again, Orange Bill, we're going to get to you in a moment as well. Number to call into the show is 800-228-0550. It's open phones Friday here on What's on Your Mind. George in Orange County, New York. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to say that. Two things. One, a little humor. I think Saturday Night Live, they should have a skit. And they should invite Trump on, and he should play Alec Baldwin giving a handgun safety class.
Give me a break.
That is fantastic.
That is just dishonest reporting.
I'll let everybody fill in the blank of what should happen, you know, with the audience, with the other people, and everything. So, and
George,
maybe they can have
that. That is genius.
Maybe the guy, the lawyer with Kyle Rittenhouse, the lawyer, he could come in and demonstrate proper rifle handling.
Nailed it.
Anyway, the other thing is, I don't know. I've had the vaccine. I had Pfizer. I'm going Monday for the booster shot. But I would not take Johnson & Johnson because they have had an increased incident of a pretty rare disease called Guillain-Barré.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I had the rare form of the rare disease called the Miller-Fisher variant of Guillain-Barré. You know, if they said, well, there's a chance it's 34 people. I just saw a report. It was 34 people out of 100,000 versus the background, which is 2 people out of 100,000. If they said, oh, you're going to have a headache, a migraine headache for 2 or 3 days, you know, something like that, maybe a fever. Okay, I wouldn't. But, you know, Guillain-Barré is like up to total paralysis on a respirator.
Yeah.
I didn't have it as bad as a lot of people have had it. There's only a small percentage of people actually die. But, it's definitely life altering. I never worked. I had mine like 22 years ago. I've never been able to have a full time job since then. I have a big problem with fatigue and some other things. I've done a lot of work, you know. I work for the local board of elections.
George,
and stuff like
I think
that.
You ought to become a writer for SNL because your skit ideas are just fantastic.
Okay.
And so I don't mean to cut you off. We got a bunch of people waiting, but thank you for the phone call from New York. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see the skit that you suggested where Trump can play Alec Baldwin and see how to properly load a firearm. So, George, thank you very much. Number to call into the show, 800, because it's open phones Friday, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Bill in Gladstone. Bill, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Got about 30 seconds, Bill. Bill there? Go ahead, Bill.
We're from Western North Dakota on our way to Bismarck, and we stopped at a local small-town post office. My wife got out to mail some letters, and there was a lady in a car in front of us, and it looked like she was having trouble getting out of her car, so my wife got out and helped her, and she had a walker, and she couldn't hardly move, and she said, I got the Moderna vaccine, and now this is what happened to me.
No.
And that's all I'm going to say. I'm just... We witnessed what she said this morning and found it pretty interesting. Thank you.
Bill, thanks for the phone call. Yeah. Travel safe. And just such sad news to hear that situation. All right, open phones when we come back. More people stay with us. Kathy, Rosella, Bob. We'll be right back.
H.J. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.J. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393. Or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Al Unser, one of only four drivers to win the Indianapolis 500 a record four times, died Thursday following a long illness. He was 82. Mr. Unser describes his favorite-sounding engine in 2018.
Well, the loudest one that I ever run against was the Nova. The Nova had a sound that was unbelievable. I mean, it was pure horsepower.
Jesse Smollett's conviction Thursday for lying to police about a racist homophobic attack came nearly 3 years after his plea was echoed by mainstream media and Democrat leaders as fact. It was actually a lie. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
But the true facts, I thought, needed to come out, and we did it.
He also said the Chicago Police Department was vindicated by the jury's verdict. Post-trial motions will be held via Zoom on January 27th, but no sentencing date has been set. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Friday, Feel Good Friday edition. Hey, I tell you what, MyPillow has got a couple great deals right now. Normally, you see, you know, you're on average about 30% off with the promo code Scott. Right now, a couple of great items. The My Slippers, and we're talking any style you want. Moccasins, the slip-ons, men or women, 40% off right now, whatever style. You can also get a huge discount on the 3-inch mattress topper that Mike has. That's 50% off right now with the promo code Scott. So MyPillow, My Slippers, 40% off. The topper, master topper, 50% off. Use Scott as the promo code. And all you do is go on MyPillow.com, front page right there. Click on the radio listener specials. You see a little square there. And enter the promo code Scott when you're done shopping. Made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. Get that quality, good sleep you need with the MyPillow products. Or call 800-506-9028 at MyPillow.com. Tell them the What's On Your Mind team sent you. Well, that'll happen when you put Scott in the promo code.
Scott in the promo code. There you go. Scott in the promo code. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I'm Chris Berg sitting in for Scott Hennen. We got open phones. Oh, I keep saying open loans. Do I need to go buy another house? Like a house? Or, yeah, exactly. Open phones Friday, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. That's the number you want to dial right now on your phone. Let's go to Joe in Enderlin. Joe, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind, Chris? How about this? I will
not comply. Take it from there.
Kevin got you with that one.
He did.
Nashville. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. It's great to hear from you. How are you?
Doing fantastic out here, man. I just wanted to let you know what a great job you're doing up there, man, and say thank you for the wonderful time we had at the rally last time we were together. What a fantastic time, dude. Because of that, I've actually, Leanne and I are actually starting a podcast called Fight the Good Fight. And we are going to have everybody from doctors and health folks, like some of the holistic and natural people, and you know, some of the products that we use. We're going to spotlight those and really get into the meat and potatoes of trying to build a community of unity. You know what I mean?
Amen.
People are getting healthy and and getting the news from sources that are actually trying to get some truth out there rather than the mainstream media, dude. So things are coming along, man. Things are going great.
Joe, it's so great to hear you say that, because one of the things that we've actually shifted on my afternoon show is we talk about the Chris Berg Show, your daily dose of truth, to not just survive but actually thrive in today's crazy world. And a big part of that is going to be around health and wellness and vitality. So I'm really proud of you, man, for doing that. And you just, you know, you are doing incredible, incredible work. So if you don't mind, can you take us out here with one more of your, I can't do it as well as you, man. Your I will not complies.
Of course, man. Of course. Hey, folks, just want to tell you, stay vigilant, stay safe out there. Thank you for all the support around all my new music. Remember, I got that new North Dakota hunting song out at blindjoe.com. And Chris, dude, before Christmas, gospel song, baby. Oh. Glory of the Lord is what it's called, and it is a Brad Paisley style super fast gospel banger, dude. It's amazing. You're gonna love it.
Oh, I can't wait, man. Send it our way, brother.
I will, definitely. Hey, I love you, boys, and remember, I
will not comply.
Woo!
Back last March, I had an
incubation. Really. See you, Joe.
Hey, Blind Joe, we may have you have you cut us some spoof stuff in the future as well, okay, buddy? All right, we lost Blind Joe, but Blind Joe, gotta love it. Doing just great work. Again, if you've not heard his song, I will not comply. You can go check it out.
I'm driving home yesterday, and I'm thinking, I thought, oh, because we were talking about it yesterday. So I called Joe. I'm like, hey, bro, what's going on? And we were talking a little bit. And I said, I want to do this thing for Chris tomorrow.
Thank you.
And I'm glad I caught you. Me and Chris Larson, our producer, I was like, how are we going to get him to take that call?
I was like, okay, Joe Nenderland sounds good. And then boom. I was like, that was genius. So, Kevin.
And you are going to love his hunting song and this. I've only heard a clip of the new gospel song. He's going to come up fantastic.
He's so talented. Yeah, I mean,
and he's a great guy.
We the People, We Will Not Comply rally and did the national anthem, and it was just phenomenal. So, Joe, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Kevin and Chris, for having Blind Joe call in, and do some fun with us. We'll have some more I Will Not Comply coming up soon. All right, again, open phones Friday here on What's On Your Mind radio show. Number to call in, 800-228-0550. Let's go to line two, Kathy in Fargo. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me. This is Kathy with Let Parents Decide That.
Hey, Kathy. How are you?
Great. Hey, first of all, I just want to thank you again for spreading the truth. And I know that sometimes it gets kind of heavy when we're doing that. We're kind of it kind of gets us in a tough place to hear all the negativity all the time. And I did just want to let you in on something that Let Parents Decide That has just done. We had a Christmas Angel program to fill some wish lists for Cass County Social Services. And Chris, I want to just have a shout out to our amazing community here in Fargo Moorhead, because it took less than 48 hours and we were able to match up 35 kids to get their wish list filled for Christmas. So I just want to say thank you to our awesome community, because with as heavy as it gets sometimes, we still have some really amazing, big, kind-hearted, caring people out there. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of this.
Kathy, thank you for calling in, and just thank you for all the hard work you're doing. People that maybe aren't familiar with Kathy Schmidt, she, like you said, she's the executive director of Let's Parents Decide That. She's been on the front lines in regards to the mask mandate fights, making sure that we're giving our kids as much liberty and freedom and choice as possible. We had her on my afternoon show a while back, and we were talking about, you know, the fight that she's in and what she's doing, and she just was breaking it down how, hey, Chris, we're out here doing this and we're doing that, and we want to make sure that we protect and preserve the liberties for our kids. And many of you that listen to What's On Your Mind know Leon Francis. And Kevin, I don't think I shared this story with you, but Leon texts me during the interview. He goes, Burke, I gotta tell you this. If half the men had the testicular fortitude that Kathy Schmidt showed, we wouldn't even be in this situation. So
Get it, girl.
Thank you.
So Kathy, thank you so much for just, you know, being that mama bear and going out there on the front lines and doing what you do. So God bless you and keep up the great work.
Me too. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much. All right, number to call in, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, you can share with us today because it is Open Phones Friday. Let's go to Bob in Valley City. Bob, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was doing a little research on my own on that COVID vaccine, and they're starting to find out now that that spike protein inside the cell, the cell in your body where the spike protein's at, it's not allowing, they call it hindering the body's ability to repair its own DNA. And they said that this is a couple of universities are doing these studies now because they're starting to wonder why people that after they get the vaccine, they're starting to, after a while, their immune system's starting to go down. And what's happening is those spike proteins are inhibiting your own body's ability to repair its own DNA. And the guy that invented that mRNA,
Dr. Malone,
drug,
yep,
or whatever,
yep,
he even said that they should have never used the entire spike protein. They only should have used half of it, and that would not have happened. So it sounded to him like it was done intentionally to do that. Why they would do that, I don't know. But and then another thing that I was listening to Scott's show last week, and he was saying that this young man called in and said he was quite angry about, you know, why somebody wouldn't wear a mask or get the jab and stuff and all the misinformation about COVID. And Scott wasn't very happy about that. He said, well, that's not right. He said, you just have to do your own research. And then he turned right around and said, I can understand this young man's dilemma. He said 700,000 people have died from COVID. Well, that's not true at all. 700,000 people died with COVID. But I'll bet you someday it's going to come out that not 10% of them died of actual COVID on its own. So all this misinformation is kind of coming out, you know, all over the place. Scott should have said died with COVID, not of COVID. And that's really scaring a lot of people, especially young people.
Bob, fair assessment. And I think, yeah, if you're a person who's got some comorbidity issues, if you've got a high BMI, meaning the body mass index, or if you're overweight, you've got diabetes, you've got pneumonia. I mean, I've got a friend of mine younger than myself, did a little bit extra weed. He's kind of pre-diabetic, maybe even assessed as being a diabetic, has pneumonia when he was little, and he didn't think he was going to make it. He said, Berg, this thing just tore me up. So there are certain people where I think you've got to take extra precautions, make sure that you're doing the right things, whether that means for you. And again, I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you on taking the shot, but if that's something that your doctor constructs you to do because of your comorbidity issues, then, you know, I would encourage you to listen to your doctor and do what's best for you and your family's health. The other thing we talked about earlier, I'm sorry, go ahead, Bob. I didn't realize you're still there.
The problem with that is you've got Sanford and the whole medical establishment in North Dakota. North Dakota is so down on ivermectin and any other alternative medical treatments for COVID because they make so much money off the traditional ones. So yes. I don't trust my doctor as far as I can throw him simply because look at blood pressure. Blood pressure is the same way. If they don't, you go into your doctor's office and if they don't take your blood pressure the correct way, it'll be, the top number will be 10 or 15% points higher and the bottom one will be 10. And if that's the case, you have high blood pressure, not because you have high blood pressure, because they took it wrong.
Well, I just want to take everyone to take a step back here because many of us are like, well, wait a second, no one's going to do anything nefarious or not give us the facts. Folks, all we have to do is go back to actual testimony in regards to opioids. You had people from Big Pharma sit under oath in front of congressional hearings and tell you that opioids aren't addictive.
I know, right?
He's just helping people with pain.
Yeah,
he's not addictive.
The only guideline is follow the Benjamin.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's what I was going to bring up. So, yeah. Bob, thank you for the great call. I appreciate it. And I wanted to say this earlier this morning. We just ran out of time. But he just said follow the Benjamins. And if you look at the mRNA for Moderna, right? So it was a year ago in the third quarter, Moderna's total revenues, all right, $157 million roughly, okay? This past quarter, just 1 year later, nearly $4.5 billion in revenue in just 12 months, folks. And keep in mind, pretty much all that, 98% of it, that's your money and my money. Because remember, we as a federal government bought a ton of doses of this vaccine. So here we are, taking Moderna from 150 million to 4.5 billion with our money.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we come back, I want to read you the statement that is on the homepage of Dr. Robert Malone's website.
And I've got a surprise for everybody.
Nice.
When we come back. Ooh, right,
surprise.
Here on What's on Your Mind.
I love surprises.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for 4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. I'll tell you right now, the deals are on. They've got new Buicks, new GMCs arriving daily, but when they get in, if they're not already sold, they're gone pretty quick. They've got a great pre-owned inventory as well. Always, of course, and your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC, and there's a lot of free money for well-qualified buyers out there. Talking 0% APR. There's a lot of purchase allowance money out there on the new. And check out the 2022 GMC Sierra. They've got them in stock. That AT4 lineup. Gorgeous. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call them. Any questions, 701-214-6372. And, of course, always online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. So the very front of the website of Dr. Robert Malone. And if you don't know who Dr. Robert Malone is, you should go to rwmalonemd.com. Right on the very front page, Chris Berg says, as the original inventor of mRNA and DNA vaccines, I am concerned about how the technology is being developed and implemented. Big letters right on the homepage,
right on the homepage,
of the guy that invented the mRNA technology. And that's what it is. It's a gene therapy. It's a technology. And that, but we say vaccine enough, say it enough, and that'll be what it is. It's not. Brady in Vegas is correct on that.
Yes. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind here on a Feel Good Friday. We've got some calls I want to get to. First, though, I did promise a surprise for you and for Kevin. And so I want to play for you. I mean, we started the show, remember, talking about Jussie Smollett, that famous French actor that is now probably going to be in jail for quite some time for faking a hate crime. And so I came across this last night. I just want to put a smile on your face as we head out here and wrap up a Feel Good Friday on What's on Your Mind. This is Dave Chappelle talking about he's acting as a police officer and what happened the night when Jussie Smollett was making his allegations.
Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? Okay, Mr. Smollett, please tell me what happened. All right. 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. You're walking. You're walking. All right. And where were you going? Subway. Sandwiches? That's when the men approached you? Did you see them? Do you have any? Okay, what do they have on? MAGA hats! MAGA hats on in Chicago? Excuse me one second, Mr. Smollett. Yeah. Frank, come here for a second. Find out where Kanye West was last night.
And folks, the media fell for this thing, hook, line, and sinker. Sinker. I mean, come on, in Chicago, MAGA hats, and the media's like, oh my gosh, can you believe, like, no one sniffed out that, hey, maybe this isn't what we're being told. It's just stunning. So, there's a little feel-good Friday.
I think we're totally discounting young Juicy's.
I'm an advocate. I respect too much the people who I am now one of those people who have been attacked in any way.
Uh-huh.
You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
It's just this guy. I mean,
wow.
Yeah. Wow is right. All right, we got a couple minutes here. We want to get to your calls. Let's do this now. Lance in Bismarck, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I would just like to let everybody know out there that if you are on a transplant list, you have to have the shot. Otherwise, you are knocked off the transplant list.
That is true.
And, yeah. And I don't know if a lot of people know that or not. As for that Smollett, you know, if that would be a white guy, he would get maximum sentence.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the sentencing here. I mean, again, you're in Cook County, Illinois. They're probably going to put a light little touch on it, and it's just stunning to see. I mean, it is such
a... He'll get a month and probably a year's probation.
A month. I mean, there better be... you know what? I'm not even going to say it, but if he gets a month, holy cow. But, Lance, thanks for the phone call. And there it is again, folks. More medical discrimination in our nation based on the vaccination. Can we rhyme some more? I mean, should I just let it roll right now? Like, hey, more medical discrimination based on the vaccination in our nation.
Break
your beat. All right. I think we got maybe a minute left or so, so we got to be quick here. Let's go to Ruth in Stockton, Minnesota. Ruth, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering, if they shouldn't ask Dr. Fauci if he's had the jab or if he has a vaccination card to prove that he has.
Get over it. And Ruth, just so you know, on these airwaves, he's Saint Fauci, okay? We're joking. Ruth, I'm with you. In fact, I think it's amazing. Did you listen to the show yesterday, Ruth, and we talked about what Dr. Fauci said about family and Christmas?
No, I didn't catch that.
Oh, my gosh. He said, I'm not only suggesting this, because I think it's a good idea to require, when you have family over for Christmas this year, you should require them to show their vaccination papers.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that awful?
It's shocking to see.
I hired my security staff yesterday.
Well done.
And have them in. I bought the hazmat gear for them.
They've got the black lights and the whole thing to make sure that it's actually really your ID. And, oh, by the way, it was a great call yesterday. The guy said, yeah, and we're also going to make sure we get the DNA and the Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
So if you're going to show up at our house, you got to have your Vax card. You got to do the Ancestry.com. You got to show us your DNA. So,
I need your firstborn.
We're wrapping up. Ruth, thank you very much.
Ruth.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the What's on Your Mind radio show. And, Kevin, great job as always. Thank you for letting me be a part of it, man. I really, really appreciate it. We always have a blast getting to do this together.
Denny, you got about 30 seconds. Just get your point in here quick. Oh, no.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains. dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire. Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.